pam pam para pam 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 para pam. Ba-dum, 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 bum. Volume's pretty good. Bum, ba-dum, bum. Am I recording? Yep, 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 yep. Okay, let's see how this goes.
Welcome to the Clueless Creators Podcast.
Now remember how to get this thing started. Let's go.
Welcome to the Clueless Creators Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kvik, and I believe you deserve to thrive in your creative journey and that you don't have to settle and be another Clueless Creative doing this all alone. And that's what the Clueless Creatives is all about. It's a community banding together, eager to learn, to listen, and to live out their creative dream. We'll pull back the curtain on my personal creative journey. We chat business, mindset, and motivation, have some laughs, and together, well, we'll figure this whole thing out. I'm so glad you're listening. Let's get started.
Welcome, everybody, to a new episode of the Clueless Creators Podcast. This is actually the first, if you're listening to this, this is the first podcast that is being video recorded as well as audio recorded. So if you're listening to the audio one and you want to see the video one, well, then go over to YouTube where it will be. I will also be posting little snippets and little factoids that are discussed during this time on Instagram and on social media. Perhaps even the TikToks. Haven't really made up my mind about it. But I just decided, well, I might as well at least record it and have the video content for it and then see kind of how I go about doing it and using it. Because in the end, I don't have all the time in the world to make all these different things, but I want to be diligent and I actually want to make an effort to record these different things and to make it in video format as well. Because, you know, social media now is video first. So might as well get on that bandwagon. Might as well do the little extra things here and there, but just to have fun. Welcome, if this is the first episode that you've actually ever seen. I'm excited that you're here. I'm excited that you're listening or watching. This has actually been a while in the making. So back in, I guess it was probably beginning of April, was the last episode that that I recorded. And pretty much kind of to catch you guys up on why the hiatus, why the pause. I was trying to be very diligent with it every single week. I had done about, I think it was about 10 weeks straight or so. And I was having a lot of fun with it, but I ran into this whole hitch of struggling creatively, struggling with passion, struggling with mental health. And in the end, I just kind of told myself, I'm like, okay, like I have to take a break. I have to be smart about it. I have to put it on the back burner. I have to be able to do things more like exercise more, sleep more, relax more. And unfortunately, the one thing that is not income producing in any way, shape, or form right now that takes up some time whenever I do the episodes is this podcast. So I apologize if you have missed this so dearly. I have missed you. I'm sure that you have missed me too. Probably not, but you know, I like to think that at least. But yeah, so because of that, I ended up taking a break. And leading into the summer, I was like, okay, maybe's now the time. Maybe's now the time to get back into things, get back into the groove, kind of find a good rhythm. I've got a couple different ideas for the summer, and I already have touched base with somebody. So let me rewind a little bit. This summer, so beginning of June, we're heading to Canada for, I think it's like 8 days or so. And then we're going to the States for a couple days, probably 8 or 9. And then, yeah, but then we're heading back. So I was like, well, I might as well utilize the time in Canada and get in contact with somebody that, that I'm super excited to have on the podcast and somebody that I have always looked up to when it comes to creativity and producing stuff and making stuff, even if nobody's watching. And just making stuff that you enjoy doing, something that you enjoy watching yourself. So I was like, well, I can't just start off with that podcast episode. I have to at least kind of like warm stuff back up into it. I have to get people eager to listen again and interested in listening. And so because of that, then I was like, okay, well, I got to get started. So I want to do one episode, this episode, and then hopefully another two before I leave. And then the fourth one then from now will then be with the first guest internationally, so from Canada. But yeah, that's kind of like the rundown of the hiatus, the little pause that I had. But I gotta say, hold on, need some water. I gotta say, the break was definitely very necessary, definitely very worthwhile. I learned a bit more about myself, how I kind of tick, how I can kind of manage a bunch of different things at the same time, where I actually want to be dedicating my time and effort into when it comes to certain things like creating work for myself or finding new clients, all that kind of stuff. So getting myself into the right mental state where I can kind of overcome the hurdles of doubt, the hurdles of like struggles, all those kind of things that kind of come with the freelancing life and the freelancing struggle, it's definitely helped me. But here's a funny little fact. One of the things that I wanted to focus on when I came back from a trip in April was exercise. I'm like, I haven't really properly exercised in, probably 3 years or something like that, sometime in Canada. So it was like 2018 maybe. And I was like, okay, I have to get back into like a better fitness routine just for myself, for my own mental health, for my own physical health. But then also I had this issue in December where I did this photo shoot for this water bottle company for bikes. And so for that, I was like, okay, well, like I'll ride my bike along with these people that are riding their bikes and I take photos in different spots and whatnot. I was so physically exhausted by just riding my bike two different times. It very clearly showed me that I'm very unfit and that I needed to actually make an effort to be fit for my work, because it will help me to be able to work faster, to do things faster, to set up faster, to not be exhausted or as exhausted. And so I was like, okay, I got to do this. So here's the kicker. I started taking up this thing. I think it's pronounced jogging. Yeah. And I actually, Danielle, my wife, she's been trying to get me into actually running with her and stuff like that since probably the beginning of this year. And I was like, every time I was like, no, I don't want to. Like, that's not really, I don't really want to do that. I'm not really interested in that. And then finally, she either I said that I was going to go with her, she convinced me to go with her. And we went and I was like, hey, this is actually not that bad. If you just go at a pace that you feel comfortable with, that you can enjoy doing it in, it actually makes it so much more, well, enjoyable. It's not like a huge physical strain necessarily, but it's more enjoyable. And I was like, okay, I can kind of start getting into this. And during this hiatus, I was like, okay, I want to exercise more. So I started jogging. I was like, okay, I'm going to take the dog out every single day for a 20, 30 minute walk, regardless. I might as well make a little run out of it and, you know, maybe go a little bit further or whatever. And in the typical fashion that I do things, I get very like hyper fixated on certain aspects of things. And I try to push and I try to do more things. And I try to learn a little bit more. And all that being said, I've hurt my foot. So yeah, it's all bandaged up now. And I had to take like a 2 or 3 week break from any sort of running. I had to have it taped up the entire time. And today was the first day that I got back into a run where it wasn't hurting afterwards. So I'm hoping that if I slowly work my way back into it, that it's not going to be any sort of issue long term. And that I'll actually be looking for proper running shoes instead of just workout shoes, because I'm sure that kind of added to the injury. But all that being said, I've got a couple things that I wanted to talk about. And I mean, beyond the running, beyond the catching you guys up with the life in general and my mental state and plans and all that kind of stuff, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is this idea that I read in this book. Here, I'll show you. If you're watching this in video, I'm showing you. This is the book I took off the cover. It's called Stories That Stick, and it's from Kendra Hall. She's a fantastic storyteller, and she works with businesses and organizations to help them tell stories that that are for impact, stories that are for inspiration. And this entire book is about essentially these four different like business stories that you can kind of tell. It's very, very inspiring. If you're interested in stories in general, how to create stories either for your business, for yourself, for family, for whatever, it's definitely like I definitely highly recommend it. And obviously it translates, the basic principles of it translate into your everyday storytelling life, whatever that looks like. But all that being said, one of the key stories that they talk about in the book is called the founder story. And this is something that I have kind of continuously been trying to use to inspire myself with, to encourage myself with. And it's this idea that every single person that is on some sort of entrepreneurial journey or just really like any life journey, whatever that looks like, everybody is on this journey of discovery and of getting to the point where they get to tell essentially their founder story. And anytime, sorry, I gotta take a water break. Anytime that you start struggling with something or you have this thing that you have to overcome, it's very easy for that to then become part of your founder story in the future. And so this is this kind of stories that you use to inspire people that are coming on board with what you're doing or inspiring people that are trying to do their own thing. And then I realized that like this is pretty much the whole idea of this podcast is like I want to be able to try to inspire other people with what it is that I'm doing and what it is that other people are doing. And just learning to not take everything so serious and just enjoying it a little bit more. Because that's one thing that I fall victim to all the time is I take these things way too serious. I try to set all these different benchmarks. And sometimes life just calls for you to just kind of enjoy it and enjoy the process, enjoy the journey. But yeah, so the founder story, it's this very, very vital tool that you get to be able to share with other people to be able to inspire them. But I discovered, for myself at least, in this past 6 months or so, that it's actually something I use to kind of inspire myself too. Because in the end, you know, fast forward 4 years from now, I'm not going to be at the same point that I am right now, whether with my work or this podcast or anything like that. I know that I will be doing something different, at least in some way, shape, or form, or like I'll be doing more of it or different things. But if I'm at this exact same point, business-wise and life-wise, in 4 or 5 years, I'm doing kind of something wrong. But all that being said, it's a tool then that I get to kind of inspire myself in that the struggles that I'm facing, the struggles that probably you're facing too, are all things that other people have gone through as well. So you're not alone in your crazy creative journey. You're not alone in your struggles. You're not alone in the trials that you're facing when it comes to work or personal life or relationships or anything like that. It's not a new story, the different situations that you're going through. And I know it can kind of sound kind of sad almost, or, you know, just kind of humdrum saying that, oh, well, everybody struggles. But it's meant to be kind of encouraging. It's meant to be this idea or this concept of it uplifting you and saying, okay, like you're not alone. You're not alone in what it is that you're going through. You're not alone in this creative journey. You're not alone in these different relationships that you're facing. And I just want to encourage you guys with that, that those little things that you are currently facing or have faced in the last little while, remember them not for the sake of the struggle, but for the sake of the power to inspire others with it. Because in that, you will see so much fruitfulness coming from that inspiration itself for those people that it encourages you and lifts you up to do even more of that and to share even more of your story and to help other people along their way and whatever it is that they're facing. So that's your founder story. That's what you need to share with people. That's the hurdles. Those are the hurdles. It's the triumphs. It's the next stages. It's the next big gig. It's the next, you know, canceled gig because of some, you know, global pandemic or something. Those are all things that you get to use and that you get to share for your future people that you will inspire, whatever that will look like. And I just want to encourage you guys with that don't give up in what it is that you're journeying through. Maybe you have to reanalyze kind of how you go about it, but that's not a problem. But yeah, don't just completely give up because of the struggle right now. because in the long run, you will find a lot of joy and a lot of triumph going through all those little things. And it was funny because as I'm talking and like, you know, I want to help inspire you people. But it's also something that I find very encouraging for myself, just kind of talking this out, that, yeah, you just don't give up just because something becomes difficult or something becomes more daunting or things just haven't worked out in the same way that you expected them to. It's definitely a worthwhile journey to discover and to enjoy. And in the end, just don't take yourself so serious. Be open to flexibility and be open to adventure and be open to exploring different things, even if you feel like you have to, say, like, give up on a certain craft. Maybe right now you're doing photography work, but you're just so exhausted by it, but you're inspired by doing something else. Don't give up on your creative journey. But sometimes you just have to kind of reanalyze and kind of say, okay, well, I'm going to spend a little bit more time on this rather than that. But that's more or less just what I wanted to share with you. I wanted to highlight that for you guys. And, you know, in the end, you have to do things that bring you life, things that you enjoy, and things that you look forward to in the mornings, things that inspire you. So that's all that I actually have for the inspirational portion of this podcast. And I just want to share a couple of different things that are happening, at least in my journey and in my process, not as a way to gloat or to be like, oh, look at me, I'm doing all these things, because realistically, I'm not doing a whole lot. But it's things that I'm excited for, things that I want to share with you, and hopefully it inspires you to share interesting things that you're doing with me or with other people, because there's the difference between bragging about things and then sharing about things. And you want to share things to inspire other people to kind of lift yourself up a little bit and be like, hey, these are actually cool. So when you're talking about it, it actually inspires you maybe a little bit more. So I finished a big project with a school recently, which was really cool. I just have to sit down and edit it. That's the process that I dislike the most, but it will be fun kind of seeing it kind of come all together. And we have another project that we're doing before we head off to June. And then when I get back in the end of June, beginning of July, I've actually got the first kind of like mini documentary / image film type piece that I'm going to be working on. It's with this really amazing restaurant owner and chef here in Vienna, who opened up his first restaurant in the middle of COVID. And so the story will kind of be about his journey and his process of overcoming some of those different hurdles that he's experienced, at least in his own personal life, in that journey of creating this new business and this new thing. But I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be really exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. Then in July, August, we might be changing up the podcast just a little bit with somebody else that's coming on for a little while, helping co-host and co-produce and organize stuff. It's going to be a lot of interesting topics, I think, that will come from it, a lot of interesting guests. I'm going to try to focus a little bit more on having guests on rather than just me rambling at the camera or the microphone. Because that's what I enjoy. Like, it's part of like the storytelling of other people and inspiring other people with other things going on. And as much as I enjoy doing solo episodes, I think it's also more entertaining and more maybe hopefully inspiring when other people get to be a part of it as well and kind of share their story, their process, their things, and just have a good laugh along the way, because that's what I want to do. I want to try to grow and build a community of people that are there to inspire each other, to lift each other up, to encourage each other. And, you know, if along the way we all get some work from this because we share information, we share contact, whatever else, that's not a bad thing either. But yeah, so that's actually all for this podcast. If you have any feedback, I would absolutely love to hear from you. If you have feedback on, if you're just listening to this or if you're just watching this in video format, I would absolutely love to hear what you have to say or what you think about this podcast, different topics that you want us to kind of talk about, to cover, different people that you want us to like have conversations with. I'm all ears. I'm interested to hear what you guys are needing or what you guys are wanting, to be able to help inspire you and other people around you. But yeah, like always, if you found this interesting, if you found this helpful, please share it, and let me know. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this wild ride, and I'm looking forward to this next chapter of this podcast and this work. And thank you guys so much for listening. You guys are the best. Thanks. Bye.
Well, that's all from us today on the Clueless Creators Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kvik, and I believe you deserve to thrive in your creative journey and that you don't have to settle and be another clueless creative doing this all alone. Let me know that you've listened to this episode by heading over to Instagram and shooting me a message at Mike Kvik. I would be thrilled to get to know you and hear about your creative journey. If you enjoyed listening, consider leaving me a review. It makes a huge difference. I hope you feel encouraged and empowered to take the next step in your personal creative journey. You're amazing and you deserve to have a thriving creative journey. So go be creative, inspire others, and have fun.